No, you're doing all right.
So we go on to item four, which is the Pension Board Annual Report. Tracy Bull is the chair of the board, and I would very much like you to present this item.
Okay, so item four, paper B, that's the Pension Board's annual report for 2018-19. It's the first annual report that the board has written, and the intention going forward is that it's going to be produced more in line with the timing of the annual accounts, and so that they can be published at the same time. In essence, this tells you the key items that the board has worked on over the past year, and those things include introduction of an administration strategy, KPIs reviewed at each board meeting, and monitoring against the government's action plan, for example. So, as you can see, the report's in there. That's just a brief summary. Are there any questions?
You've all had a chance to look. So we're on paper B, Vanessa. We're on the report of the board. Tracy's just given us a long introduction to it. gone through every single point in great detail, and she's asking whether we have any questions to put from paper B. Have you got anything in particular?
No, I didn't sort of move them.
All right. Vanessa's sort of read them.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody else got any questions, please, on the report? As you say, it's the first time that it's been reported to us.
Yes.
It is a very comprehensive document, and thank you to it. Are you involved in this as well, Jo?
I assist in drawing it up, but it is the board's report, so it is the content comes from them.
Okay. Very interesting, and I think we will find it's one of these things. Next year we'll have a better idea because we'll be comparing it with what happened this year,
yeah,
and see if there's any improvement or whatever you think.
Absolutely, yes, very much the first report.
On that. So no questions on that.
Just like to report that this report has been published on the Pension Fund's website, so it is available online. And as Tracy mentioned, going forward, it will form part of the annual report and accounts of the Pension Fund. So it will be appended into there and published separately as well.
Can I just, for Claire's benefit, really, forgive me if you've already been explained this, but the board meets separately from the Pension Fund Committee, which is us. And we are composed of elected members plus observers, whereas the board is employers and employees. And in a sense, I've always thought it's the equivalent of, a supervisory committee?
It's equivalent to scrutiny,
yeah.
So oversight board, not operated, I will come into that in a little minute. Formed under a separate legislation, but designed to assist the scheme manager, i.e. the committee, in ensuring appropriate standards of governance and administration.
And a lot of their work is involved with the administration side of it, rather than the investment side.
Yeah.
I think that's fair to say.
It's making sure that we as a committee, as you said, theirs is more, I suppose, the bureaucratic and government side almost,
we'll
making
come
sure
on to that
the Pension
yes,
Committee
more.
Does its
yeah.
job
right.
yeah.
directly.
We'll come on to that under the later items on the agenda to kind of work out who does what and how
yeah.
we do it going forward.
Getting very complicated, Joe.
So that was the annual that was the annual report, paper B, and then we're moving on to